If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Had to think for a minute. Where am I? Here we are in Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And we do have a quack report and devotional. But before we get to all that, we're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, let me just give you a little heads up. We're going to be talking about pandemic math, because numbers don't lie. And we're going to get a clearer picture on what's really going on with the pandemic we're under with the coronavirus. So we're going to look at it, because they have more data now. So what was originally projected, is it true to what's really happening? So the hysteria of it all, we're going to check and dig into it a little bit and maybe give you some clarity. So I hope so. But before we get to that, and our quack report, we're going to do our devotional, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too, because mind the time, it grows short. So usually I read a passage, a little thing of scripture, kind of lift your spirits, give you some thinking, things to, you know, meditate on. But I'm going to read you this, I guess it's like a poem, but it's really a devotional song that they sang in churches in the 1970s. It's by William Bather, but it's kind of got an eerie little kind of vibe to it, because it's almost like it's predicting what's happening to us now. Let's just dig into it. This is by William Bather, and it goes like this. The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent, no more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the king comes through the gate. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. And how his face I see. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. Happy faces line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed, broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow, who were crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now I see his face. I see, oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng. The flurry of God's trumpets spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grandstands all in place. Heaven's choir now assembled. Start to sing Amazing Grace. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding. And now I see his face, I see, oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. And that may be closer than we all think, right? So mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord, for us, he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Well, here's a little update that kind of I pulled off a little earlier. It says testing shows at least 20% of schools in California have lead contaminated drinking water. Kindergarten through 12 in the California schools ingesting heavy metals through the unavoidable source of their drinking water. There was an email to the Environmental Working Group, the California State Water Resources Control Board. They confirmed that 1166 schools, 1,166 schools out of 6,500 schools, they all participated in a recent water test out of their fountains, and this is where they found the 5 parts per billion lead count. While the level of exposure to lead is unsafe, the American Academy of Pediatricians recommends the water from the school fountains should not exceed 1 parts per billion in lead. So they gotta do some fixing there. And last but not least in the quack report, of course you've heard, you know, because of the viruses scare all over the nation, they have suspended heart surgeries, cancer surgeries, any non-emergency life-threatening surgeries because of the virus and trying to get ahead of the curve and all this stuff. Medical groups issued advice this week on how hospitals and doctors should adapt their beds and supplies if they're pinched and worried about a flood of people being sick with the coronavirus. So, well, doctors in just about every field are kind of stretched and worried. And well, we'll get into a little bit of the pandemic math and maybe just quell some of those fears right off there. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some pandemic math because people are, you know, getting all these updates on their phones multiple times a day. People are stressed out over this virus. And, you know, it's really, is it really worth all the stress? And is it really as bad as they're saying? Well, let's check some stats here because there are more than a few folks, I think, out there that this mob fear that is taking over our common senses with regards to our coronavirus pandemic. So when you look at the mathematical statistical numbers of the virus, how is it spreading? And we see that not all the countries are affected the same way by the virus. So we got to ask ourselves why that is. And we also have to look at the actual mortality numbers associated with the virus and compare it to other influenzas and other diseases. And let's also take a practical look at the pandemic and see what the numbers are really saying. Okay. Here is a quote from Aaron Gin. He's a statistical expert. And he's saying, when 13% of Americans believe they are currently infected with the COVID-19 coronavirus, it is mathematically impossible. Okay. I want you to wrap your head around that because I think 14% has been rolling out there in the media. He's saying 13% is impossible. Let's look at the World Stat reports because this is where they're gleaning this picture now. If we look at the world reports coming in on the virus, we can put together a systematic review based on what the medical experts are witnessing. Okay, so we're talking about data from not only the CDC, the World Health Organization, the National Institute of Health, National Health Security Services in overseas, University of Oxford, University of Stanford, University of Harvard, all these, you know, are gathering data. And so we have more data now since the Wuhan, China incident. So the data collected can obviously be manipulated, but based on what is reported, not on the treatments, but on the numbers, there this picture starts to form. Okay, so we're seeing a mathematical generated picture on the growth, spread, and mortality of the virus. And numbers are universal and can help kind of squash a lot of hysteria that's generated by the lack of evidence and hearsay. So here are some key points to keep in mind. The virus is over 4 months old. And so when you look at the data, you have to take into account how many of these cases are still active. You know, they give you maps with these little blobs of red dots, and you're going, well, what does that mean? You know, it looks bad. It's red, right? People are going, oh, but what does it really mean? Also, the virus is vulnerable to UV light, and as our days are getting longer and warmer and more humid, the virus is going to burn out. And we'll get to that in just a minute from some of the other scientific data on this particular pathogen. Now, the University of Maryland, they mapped the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreaks with local weather patterns around the world from the United States to China, and the virus likes to thrive in a certain temperature and humidity point or channel. So winter climates is really perfect for this virus. It likes to live in a temperature between 41 to 52 degrees, and that's Fahrenheit. It likes humidity levels between 47 to 79%. It also was noted that the virus travels east to west in this very narrow channel of 30 to 50 degrees north latitude. So, now if you are, on the newsletter, I do apologize. I have to say this, Frank. I do apologize to my readers that are signed up for the American Survival and Health Quest newsletters that are free on our website. You can just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters and sign up for free, and these go out each week. Well, for the last couple of weeks, we've been sort of slammed at work, and we haven't been able to get those out. And we had several of you email or call asking if we're okay because they didn't get their newsletter, and that's so sweet. We're fine. It's just that we couldn't write anything to publish anything to send to you because we were taking care of our customers, all of you out there that were wanting, immune boosting formulas, pandemic kits, and whatever. So we didn't get those newsletters out, and we feel terrible about that. But if you are on the newsletter list, the next newsletter that goes out, you're going to see this beautiful colored graphic. And this was from the University of Maryland. They put together this map, and you can see the United States and this Weather Channel ban. Okay, so where, the virus will like to thrive. And so if you are north of North Carolina, so Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, those areas, you're in that weather band that the virus tends to like. So the warmer climates as you go further south, you're less likely to see the virus spreading so much. So let me read you this quote also from Mohammed Shajadi. He's a medical doctor, associate professor of medicine, Institute of Human Virology. He says this, based on what we have documented so far, it appears that the virus has a harder time spreading between people in warmer tropical climates. So that's real important. And keep that in mind wherever you are residing. Also, if we use a metaphor, let's use a metaphor to describe this virus. The daily revenue of a business entity, that doesn't really tell you a whole lot about the profitability, capital structure, and overhead of that company just by what they took in one day. So the same would apply to the total number of virus cases regarding this pandemic. Ratios and percentages come into play to help guide us and also guides a business on what they should do next. So we got to have a fuller picture on this virus before we go shutting down the country. Also, you want to get a perspective of what is critical in a time-lapse frame. So when we break down the data on the growth rate in each of the countries the virus has impacted, on the total positive cases, this time scale emerges. So on a per capita basis on these cases, we see the United States is doing better than most countries, which shows us that the virus may be spreading but not accelerating. So an average daily growth rate of maybe 10% or less, and it's not increasing in virility or strength, the disease. So the virus doesn't grow indefinitely. They don't grow indefinitely and forever. And as with most things in nature, viruses follow a bell curve. Okay, so when they chart everything that happened in Wuhan, China, and in Korea, you see a bell curve. And that's with regular influenza as well. So, you know, it comes on suddenly, it peaks, and then it goes away suddenly. It's a bell curve. So this is why the CDC made a statement that they had to flatten the curve. See, that's why they were making that statement. Here is Aaron Jin again. He says this, cases globally are increasing, but beware of believing the metrics designed to intentionally scare you, like, quote, cases doubling. So he's saying beware of seeing that in news reports and updates. He says these are typically small numbers over small numbers. So you take a small number, you divide it over a small number, what do you get? These are numbers that are sliced on a per country basis. And he says we need to remember viruses ignore our national boundaries. So you're getting not all the data coming in, and more data can lower the threat level or the threat level. He goes on to say both the CDC and the WHO are optimizing virility and healthcare utilization while ignoring the economic shock to our system. Both of these organizations make the assumption that everyone is going to get infected eventually, and in reality, it won't be that bad. Hmm. Yeah, I think they're just pushing that. I know I've talked to a lot of people out there. They think this is just, you know, a way to control for whatever agenda is out there. But, you know, numbers don't really lie, but the media does, right? So the health authorities released studies on the China episode of the virus, which showed the virus does not spread as easily as it was first reported by the media. So how a disease spreads can depend on the infection, the type of contact, and the length of contact. So therefore, the quarantine issue that you're seeing. But a lot of areas of this of the United States are now in full-blown, you know, quarantine in place type issues. But do we really need to shut down the schools? According to the World Health Organization report on the coronavirus, looking at the number of children infected, they stated this: even when we looked at the households, we did not find a single example of a child bringing the infection into the household and transmitting it to the parents. It was the other way around. So the children tend to have a mild form of the disease if they get it. And that was by Dr. Van Kerkhove of the World Health Organization. That's what he said. So now that more data is coming in, and you know that RO factor we talked about a few weeks ago, which means, you know, their transmissibility factor. So if a disease has an RO factor of 18, that means that if you get infected, you're going to infect 18 other people. So now that we have more data, the RO factor on the coronavirus is 1.5 to 3.0, not the originally thought 6.7 or greater. So the chart shows that the coronavirus is slightly worse than the average influenza, and it's not less of, and it's not it's less of a threat compared to, let's say, the measles. So again, if you get your newsletter, you're going to see this chart. It's really cute and kind of neat, and it gives you the transmissibility factor in little human beings. It's like a little symbol, and it shows you, you know, pretty much in a snapshot. If I look at the chart, the coronavirus is going to infect maybe three or four, whereas your HIV infects more, and your noroviruses infect about the same. Measles infects greatly more people. So does Zika and Ebola. And your seasonal flu is just slightly under what the coronavirus is. So, you know, want some more stats? Oh, yeah, I got some more. So we're going to look at conversion rates. You know how, you know, internet companies look at conversion rates. People visit their website. Can they convert them over to a purchaser? So they look at conversion rates. And you can do the same thing with a virus. So the conversion rate of the virus is such that when most people think that they're infected, guess what? They're actually not. So just like, you know, a visitor comes to the website doesn't mean they're an organic original visitor or whatever it is that you want to call them. Let's look at some of these stats. In the UK, they had over 7,000 concluded tests, of which 13 people proved positive. So that's 0.2% positive rate in the UK. That's overall. And then the United States had 445 concluded tests, of which 14 were positive. That's 3.1%. positivity rate. So let's look at Italy. We hear a lot about Italy. 9,462 tests, of which 470 were positive. That's a 5.0 positivity rate. France, they had a 2.2 positivity rate. So what you're hearing in the news is half the truth, and half the truth is still a whole lie, isn't it? Here's a quote from, this is from the University of Oxford's, they have this Our World data. They track public reporting on individuals that are getting tested versus positive cases of the coronavirus. So for the United States, they estimated 14.25% of those tested are going to be positive. That's what they estimated. So active cases versus severe cases and that kind of thing. So the United States, under severe cases, we only have 64 people nationwide. Italy has 2,600 people in severe cases. Spain has 900. China had 1,900. So we're really doing great. Germany has 2. And severe cases, these are the people that have to be hospitalized, basically. So testing positive does not really translate into fatality and severity of the case. Tests may increase the number of confirmed cases, but it's not confirming severity, mortality at all. And also you got some case mix rates in there. And so what happens is your fatality and your numbers start to fall. They decline. So this is why you're not getting all the data, because that would show you the reality is things are falling off the bell curve, as it were. So globally, only 1% of the cases will be severe, requiring hospitalization. The charts are showing that in China, 81% of the cases were mild, 14% were severe, and only 5% were critical. So the early reports before the data was actually coming in and captured, the early reports suggested the severity rate would be 20%. So that was an estimate. People ages between 50 and over, they tend to be 40 to 76% of the cases, because it's very common as people age now that they have underlying health issues and the virus will exploit that. Here is a quote from John Linnaeus, a professor of medicine and epidemiology at the Biomedical Data Science Lab and Statistics at Stanford University. He says, reasonable estimates for the case mortality ratio on the general U.S. population for coronavirus vary from 0.05% to just 1%. So that's more of a in line by what the data is saying. So it's not as bad as we're told. So where the fear is, the population of the United States is reacting not so much to the virus itself, but to what the government's going to do. The hoarding of the household goods kind of shocked our marketplace as Americans felt overwhelmed about the reports on the virus and what the government action would be. So this was an unprecedented every man for himself type reaction compared to how communities and the nation pulled together during World War II. Real stark difference there. So the real fear is what the government's going to do next. And most of what we're witnessing is really smack up against the Constitutional Bill of Rights, really is. Oh, we got to take a little break, and we come back a little bit more on this. We'll be right back.
This crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. And the stars and stripes forever symbolize your glorious name, America.
it's all been changed. And when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Now we know our cause is right and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're just talking the first part of the show. We're talking about the pandemic math there. And you know what? You have power. Discover your power, because we have more power than we think in our, as our own defense. There's power in prayer. There's power in the medicinal herbs God's provided us. And you are not defenseless in these terrible, you know, challenging times of these the man-made patented bioweapons. That's what this is. I was talking to a lady today, Frank, and she asked me, what do I think of this norovirus? I said, well, I think it's man-made because it's patented, and you can't patent what God made. She went, oh, and I'm like, yeah. So use common sense out there and be aware of your natural options. You know, medicine now is experimenting, I've heard, with combination drug therapies, including malaria medications like the hydroxychloroquine, the zithro antibiotic, and the zinc sulfate. And they've had some, I understand, good results. People in critical, and that may work for the critical cases, but for a majority, over 80% of the cases that people do get the virus, they don't need that stuff. They just need to boost their immune system. So be vigilant out there. This disease is really illustrating, Frank, really illustrating the need to be really mindful of your health. Cleanse your organs, keep them healthy and well. Folks at Apothecary Herbs have organ cleansing. They have a full line of immune support herbs. And they even have pandemic kits. They're very popular this time of year for this case. They have their spring sale. 20% off, $50 or more on your order. Use spring code 20 on their website or over the phone. But you want to hurry because the sale will end on the 25th of March, which will be Wednesday. So you have a little time left. Restrictions do apply on some items. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free at 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to check them out, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It really puts the power in your hands, God's medicinal herbs to protect you. And that's what I do. I can't give medical advice, but that's what I would do. All right, so we got a little time left, so we're going to be talking about dealing with tension. Do you have tension, Frank? I think most of the United States feels tense. Hey, you drive by the ABC store, there's a line now, and they make you stand 6 feet apart, right? You can't stand next to anybody. It makes no sense to me. All right, so you want to deal with tension. This is what we're going to talk about it. People are tense. They're stressed, even depressed. Some people have difficulty kind of distinguishing what they're experiencing. Some people, you know, will have a panic attack. I think it's a heart attack. Sometimes it can be anxiety or stress that is causing us to feel tense and depressed. Either way you slice or dice it, a lot of hormones can take a hit in the process, and so does our concentration and our energy level. You just feel drained, you know? So tension and stress overload us, can put us at a risk of illnesses and disease. It really can lower the immune system resistance, so you want to watch it. According to Kansas State University, we react to stress triggers between 50 to 200 times per day. And I think with this virus thing, I think it's just been, quadrupled, okay? Because people are getting little text messages on their phone, new update on the coronavirus. That's, that's dreadful on your psyche, on your emotions. All your emotions are chemicals. They're hormones and chemicals in the body, and this takes its toll on the physical carbon body, as you were. So there may not be a lot of red alerts for some people, but you still biologically do react on some level to these things, So let's take a look what your stress and tension levels are saying and how you could diffuse a lot of it. So if you got some low tension level triggers, and you bunch them all together, you can have significant tension. Research at Kansas State University, they listed some of the low-level tension triggers we encounter on a daily basis. Things like having to wait in long lines, sitting in traffic, being told, being put on hold. If you're on hold. I was on hold, Frank, yesterday for an hour because, a lot of these companies have sent people home. And now the wait lines is like forever to get through, right? Now your banks are all drive-throughs. Your restaurants are all drive-throughs. Now you can't go have any in-house dining. No gyms to go work out in because of the coronavirus restriction mandates. What else? Laundromats shut down. I don't understand what the difference is, Frank. Do you know? Tell me, what is the difference between going to the laundromat and going food shopping? You're still out there in public. You're doing something. You may be interacting with people. Hey, can you change this dollar for four quarters so I can wash my clothes? But you're exchanging money when you check out of the grocery store. You may be asking someone at the deli to give you something. I just don't see how shutting down a laundromat is going to help things. But how are people going to clean their clothes if you don't have washers and dryers at your place? Well, that means they're going to be going over to their friend's house to do the laundry. And then again, you're interacting. So I know a lot of this doesn't make sense to me. But getting back to our attention triggers. So being put on hold, we got off on a tangent there. Sorry. How about you can't find your car keys? That's a low tension thing. Where did I put it? It was right here a minute ago. And you gotta be somewhere, right? Well, now with the coronavirus mandate, you staying home. You don't have to go anywhere. Frank says, I never interact with people at the laundromat. They have change machines. Oh yeah, they do have change machines, but do they work? See? Are they full of change? Or are they out of change? I don't know. But you've got these triggers. Maybe you spilled something on your clothes and you're going to an interview, or you got a meeting with your boss. All these little low factor triggers. These are stressors. Most people realize, I'll get over it. It's not the hill I want to die on. I'll deal with it. But we're told that when our muscles tense up during these low tension triggers, it normally takes an average of another 20 minutes for them to completely relax. So if you have a lot of these little episodes during the day, you get a lot of muscle tension. And the problem comes in on a metabolic level when there's really not enough time in between these stressors to give those muscles a chance to relax. And therefore, the tension builds up. You get knotty muscles. Hey, Frank, did you ever get a massage and the massage therapist hits a knot in your muscle? I think you'd want to just leap off the table, right? It's like, what the heck was that? Well, you have a knot in your muscles. And my reaction is, leave it alone. But we got to work the knot out. Yeah. And it's sore. It's really sore. So your muscles all tense and knotted up and it's sore. And that soreness is with you most of the day. It may be on such a low level that you don't notice it so much, but it's still there and it wears you down. So, you know, we can try to develop better coping mechanisms so that everyday hassles don't impact our body like that. And that can kind of lead to major health problems down the road, lower immune system and that kind of thing. And let's look at some of the things that would, you know, ratchet up the tension and tighten it. Just general life without, you know, pandemic mandates, just normal life can make us tense. But sometimes stress and tension is self-generating. So we have to be aware of that. We can overload our work schedules at work. We can become over-obligated. I'm one of these people, Frank. I'm still learning how to delegate. See, I'm terrible at doing that. I have to just let it go and delegate and just do something else. And I'm getting better. But, again, that's something I wrestle with daily. And I think I'm making baby step improvements. But I'm a workaholic, basically. So anyway, these things create a lot of tension, and don't I know? And it's a trip to the chiropractor, pretty much. But sometimes, you know, it also our personalities can clash with the people we work with, people we live with, the world, and that causes tension. Frank says he's great at delegating. If there's someone to delegate to. Do you have someone to delegate to, Frank? Are you a one-man show? Frank's the one-man show. He doesn't have anybody to delegate to. Maybe I get you somebody for Christmas, you know? The cats? Oh, you got a bunch of cats. Maybe, yeah. Well, I don't think they do much. They just lay around and look at you. Yeah, they're lazier than you are, Frank. But other factors that cause us to become tense and stress up, other than our hectic schedules, things like work, school, finances, unexpected things that come up. Are you good at change, Frank? I know some people are so challenged when things, they just don't embrace change very well. So relationship problems, family demands, all these things can impact our stress levels and really impact our overall underlying health metabolically. Some of the risks, too much tension can actually increase your risk of heart disease, digestive problems, insomnia, weight gain, immune system problems, inflammatory skin conditions, and even deep, deep depression. So how do you know? How do you know? It may be a little bit of trouble carrying around a lot of tension and stress in your life. How do you know that's there? Because it's almost like the forest through the trees sometimes. You don't notice what's generating all this on you. Some emotional symptoms you might want to be aware of, which kind of are like precursors to let you know. If you get a little bit on the moody side, irritable, you know, kind of temper flaring up, inability to relax. See, I have trouble going on vacation. The first day of vacation, takes me all day to try to relax, right? Then after the first day, I'm good. And I'm in my vacation mode. But then I come back to work, it takes me a whole day to get back into the work mode because I'm still on the beach. So sometimes, you know, your inability to relax, it can be a problem. Feeling overwhelmed all the time. Oh, I hate that. That's such a heavy burden thing. You just can't breathe sometimes. You feel like nothing you would do would make a difference. How about feeling lonely? That impacts your overall health, too, and creates a lot of tension. General unhappiness or general depression, as well as if you have memory or concentration problems. You ever get overwhelmed and you just can't remember what you did or what you need to do next? That's pretty common. How about poor judgment and being more pessimistic, as well as constant worry and anxiousness? Oh my goodness, the anxiousness in the country of America has just gone up tenfold with the pandemic coronavirus thing, because people are worried about what's coming next, right? You want to be aware of physical symptoms of tension and stress that can bring aches and pains, digestive problems like diarrhea and constipation, nausea, dizziness, rapid heartbeat or chest pains, loss of sex drive, frequent colds, change in appetite, change in sleep, isolating yourself. You're not very social. Well, of course, under the Kenora mandate, that's not a problem. Procrastination, abuse of alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, any nervous habits like nail biting or pacing or headaches. Oh, Frank's got some wonderful advice. He says, stress relief. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Absolutely true, Frank. Very good. Also, you want to be mindful of your cardio. Some people are what we refer to as cardiac reactors. They react to stress with cardiac symptoms and high blood pressure. So experiencing these 100 times a day, a lot of pressure on the old ticker. So people show digestive symptoms, and then their body will dump more acid into the stomach, and that develops ulcers. Others may experience a suppressed immune system, and they get sick a lot. Also, your headaches, a lot of tension, stress headaches can come on. So if the headaches manifest in the migraine or vascular headache area, often occurs on a weekend after a stress has passed. You know, just had a stressful week. So if you have if you're tense enough, you could experience what is called anxiety muscle tension. This can produce pain severe enough that doctors prescribe medicines for you. People with anxiety muscle tension experience muscle spasms, twitching, or what feels like a clamping up of the muscles causing pain. So in extreme cases, people have become bedridden with cramps and pain. I got a cramp in my leg the other day. I've been doing all this moving, as you know, Frank, because I sold my house and we're packing and we're moving and we're doing this and we're doing that. And I got a Charlie horse in my leg, just laying in bed one night. But I keep right by my bedside some of the calcium formula because it gets rid of the muscle tightening in like 30 seconds. You take a dose and bam, you just feel the muscle relax and all the pain's gone. And a lot of times when we're stressed, we're dumping more minerals out of our system and we get depleted. And one of the reasons for leg cramps is a lack of calcium. And you want to make sure you get a full whole food plant-based calcium because it's so different from animal-based calcium. So plant-based calcium has this chemistry. So whenever you look at vegetables, fruits, herbs that have calcium, they'll have mineral uptake of boron and magnesium with it in a 2-to-1 ratio with the calcium. And it's required that the body needs that so it can uptake and use the calcium, put it in the muscle. The muscle relaxes. So without it, you're not getting very far. Patients with a lot of this muscle anxiety tension issue often state that the pain remains even when they're trying to relax and go to sleep. After they get to sleep, the pain resumes and that wakes them up. So the condition can attack any muscle of the body, including your face, your mouth, your stomach, your groin. This can cause a lot of tight, sore, painful muscles, and it drains a person's energy. So this tension can constantly attack certain areas or move to certain areas, and the pain is fairly consistent and intense. The attacks usually follow an event causing anxiety and a nervous episode, maybe fear, elevated stress, some sort of imbalance in hormones that causes this mood shift. Headaches will often be a complication of anxiety muscle tension. So, but my issue was overworking my legs and tendons and going up and down stairs with boxes and, you know, getting ready for movers and things like that. So, but a lot of times it can be, you know, stress related. A loss of minerals and hormones, so that can be causing it. You know, Frank, we can be tense, we can be stressed out, and we don't even realize it. And we can manifest certain physical behaviors, like we may not even realize that we're clenching our fist or clenching our jaw, right? We could be dragging our feet, rubbing our hands together. It's a comfort mechanism. And it's signs of anxiety and stress. So if we are conscious of this, we can shift our focus onto something else and diminish the tension and stress. This helps to dissolve the surface tension, releases more energy in your body. And if you realize you are showing signs of tension, deep breathing, relaxing, your shoulders can help. Make sure you get that regular exercising and stretching in, you know, hot tubs and hot water baths and stuff, you know, spa type treatments is good. Massage, also good to relieve their mind of these stress triggers. You know what also is great? Reading the Bible. You want to relieve stress, you just go there. You know, Lord will speak to you through the pages and help you out. So a lot of ways you can calm down is and you know, being around people you're well suited to be with. Of course, don't let the government know because you're under the mandate to be, you know, isolated in your house. But, you know, make sure you're not around people that, you know, will aggravate your tension level. Be socially engaged. Do things that you like. Exercise is a great example of lifting neurotransmitters in the brain. And also guarding against the urge to be immobile or to crawl into your bed and stay there. Resist that. This is going to add to your body trauma tension anyway, so don't do that. So your mind will tend to focus on feeling stuck if you feel under this type of tension and stress. And this will bring up other emotions that aren't very healthy for you, maybe anger or bitterness or even grief. So you want to stay away from that. You want to stay away from the rock of discontent, as a lot of times scripture will tell you. Aside from being more social and getting your regular exercise, your diet's going to be extremely important. You want to make sure you get lots of antioxidants. Stay away from the processed foods. You want whole foods that are going to help contribute to healthy hormone levels and making sure that nothing is out of balance. So, and Frank says just reading the news is, you'll get you angry and bitter. This is true. So, you know, if listening to those reports is anxious, creates an anxiousness, then don't listen to them. Some of the herbs that can help you, a couple of my favorites are valerian root, takes the tension out of the nervous system. I like lobelia, takes the tension out of the muscles. I like the plant-based calcium, also does the same thing. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have all of that. They have a plant-based calcium liquid. They have the valerian root liquid. They have an emotional stress formula. That's very good, too. The body food mix is going to cover your vitamin, minerals, amino acid, protein, gamut for the day. If it's nutrition, they'll lift you up. This is it. So just add it to a smoothie, and you're good to go. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com, ThePowerHerbs.com. Don't forget, 20% off runs through tomorrow's last day. So use your coupon code SPRING20 and get the savings. And I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.